I'd like to look today at an aspect which is relevant to this wonderful month of Ramadan. You know, we've been given an opportunity, a chance without even asking or pleading for it by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be able to have a limitless opportunity to reach our full potential. You know, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that opportunities come like clouds and they pass away in the same way. They don't wait. They don't knock repeatedly on someone's door and they don't come back again. And we are so fortunate to have this month. So we should be able to make the most of its month. Now, where do we start? The Quran tells us, الشهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان. This is the month of Ramadan. The month in which the Quran was revealed as a guidance to the human being and a clear distinction, a clear guide and a clear distinction between right and wrong. And the month of Ramadan is also known as Rabi'ul Qulub, meaning the month of spring for the hearts. The way spring comes to the earth, in the same way the heart also experiences spring. The season of spring is really not just the name of changing of days and nights. And it's, if you for a moment ponder over spring, you see the earth in a very different state. You know, all of a sudden the hard winter land, dry land, barren land, deserted land, all of a sudden becomes soft, just by the system of the Creator. No one plows on this land, but the dead seeds inside the earth come to life. You can see how grass comes up. Throughout the year, the seeds remain inside the soil. And you see, autumn comes and winter comes and the seeds are preserved in their dead states. But as soon as the season of spring comes, this dead seed turns the dead land green. By the command of the Creator, the earth becomes soft, developing the capability to accept a seed inside it, to grow it, and then have the ability to turn green and also to give its flowers and fruits. It's amazing. So if Ramadan is the spring of hearts, then this does not mean the heart that's in our chests, and we've talked about it. It's the heart of our soul, the sensational essence of the human being. And that passes through seasons as well. Let's use the Qur'an and the season that Allah has provided in the month of Ramadan to enliven this heart, to make it accept guidance. We're told, قَلْبُ الْمُؤْمِنْ أَرْشُ الرَّحْمَنِ The heart of a mu'min is the arsh, the throne of the Rahman. Not only is it going to become soft, it is ready to accept stuff, it's ready to grow. You know, we're now nearly halfway over. There is a difference in the state of the heart before Ramadan and after that Ramadan. There's a visible readiness, a different preparation. It's ready to accept guidance from the Qur'an. Nuzul of the Qur'an is not the imagination of the way we think. If Allah wished, at some occasion we will have, you know, we will discuss this. But in general, our perception of descent is what we see in materialistic and physical descension, like something lying on a roof and that comes down, or the drop of rain when it comes down from the cloud. We think that's what it means when something has descended. For us, we think that something that came down to a lower location from a higher physical location, maybe like a lift in a building, that is what descent is. The Quran did not descend in this form. It was, you know, it's not like it was in some location, some bodily form, then it came down because heaven is up and earth is down. That's not the way. The Qur'an is light, it is guidance. It is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It has never before been in a physical location, nor after, not even now. If there is some location from the Qur'an, then it is not a physical location. It is the position or the state, and that position is in the heart. The heart of the human being is the position of Qur'an. The meaning of descension is that the Qur'an was in such a state, the guidance of our Rabb was in a position that it was beyond our reach, not suitable for our understanding, in a protected tablet, Lawh-e Mahfuz. And that's not the name of a frame, like wooden frames or something like that. It's a position. You see, the Quran was in the position, and we were in a lowly position. Quran is referred to us as Asfal al-Safilin. Now, when it's in a protected tablet, it's not suitable to understand for people who are in a lowly position. I'm not saying that the Quran is not suitable to understand, that it's complex and it was complicated and now it isn't. That's not what I'm trying to say. It means that nuzul or descension is to present something in a form which is understandable to a lower intellectual level. Just like if a professor was to talk to a child. It doesn't have to be something complex he's talking about, but it has to be on the same level as the child. So descension means presenting the same thing in a manner that everyone can understand. The Quran was much higher than our level of understanding, and it's presented through Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a form that we can understand. And the heart needs this month to soften. We're told in the Quran the heart is different states. Sometimes it's kalhijara aw ashaddu qaswatan. It is like a stone, even harder than a stone. Sometimes amala qulubi naqfalha. Quran says, afala tadabbaruna al-Quran. Why do you not ponder over the Quran? Is it because you have locks? Sometimes there are locks. Sometimes it develops dirt. Quran says, rana ala qulubihim, which means layers of dirt have developed on their hearts. We see in Surah Yasin, ختم الله على قلوبهم وعلى سمعهم وعلى أبصارهم, their hearts have been sealed. So some are hard, some are locked, some are have got dirt developed on them, and some of them are sealed. To be able to use this month, because we're told it's the spring of hearts, then the hardened hearts, the locked hearts, and the sealed hearts are hearts which will soften in this month. Now, just as in spring, that even though the land is soft, if you do not take care, if you do not water it, if you don't plant the seeds, you don't let it grow, then however soft the land is, you will not get the appropriate food, the appropriate growth from the land. So the discipline for growing the seed of Hidayah, the first one is fasting. And the grandeur and status of the month is not because of fasting, but it is a combination of fasting, which is the discipline. The grandeur is because of Quran. The combination of the two makes this month the month in which guidance will prosper in the hearts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fasting a prerequisite to be able to understand the Quran. And it's sad because very many times we ask people, why can't you read Quran? Why can't you come to classes? And they'll say, well, because we're fasting. Fasting is not supposed to be an obstacle. It's a prerequisite to get that guidance. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this wonderful month to us to be able to grab all the opportunities. You know, it's amazing. Let's present these tender hearts, these soft lands to Allah's presence and say, Ya Allah, whatever seed you desire, plant in this heart of mine. I present this heart to you. You know that he will plant the seed of guidance in the form of the Quran. Associate yourself with the Quran. You know, become mahram to the Quran. Don't become na-mahram, because then you will not understand this most wonderful book. The expression of mahramiyat, legitimacy, is different talk. Don't consider it only for men and women, but it's much broader. When you go for a hajj, you wear ihram, you become muhrim. You enter the haram and you have become a muhrim. And hence, you say in the haram, labbaik, I have come. In the same way, we should become mahram to the Quran. Let's not treat it as na-mahram. Behave like it is a stranger. This must be so intimate and so close to the human heart that it becomes a source of change, just like love changes the heart. And finally, let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to live by this book and to love it.